Oh, yeah, it's 6:01 Eastern Time, and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track from the has-been, should-have-been, water quarters, and never wars from the 50s to the present day. My name is Alex. For the next 2 hours, I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs. 855-915-WMFO. It's 855-915-9636. If you want to throw me off my rhythm, I don't always get the request the same show. You know what you got to do if you listen to this show regularly. Anyway, got some new and interesting stuff in this week. Next week, I misread the calendar. The novelty show, the all-novelty show, will be happening next week on September 26th. If the creek don't rise and my new my show renewal gets rubber stamped, we'll see what happens. Anyway, I got this week to worry about. Let's get into it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO Medford.
Line. Hey, come on, babe, follow me, find me. This is Robbie White from Silver Spring, Maryland. And I love listening to Alex and the Desperate Hours, because then I can steal all the great songs that he plays and play them on my own radio show. Thank you, Alex.
You out their knowledge. Women absorb it and use it when needed. Thank you, Roydie. Women is losers. Women is losers. Oh, son of women is losers. When I know you must have had a lot, that in the way men always seem to end up on time.
Time and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. The station wants you to know that if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Same goes for abandoned ice boxes. This is a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Anyway, let me explain away this first set of the evening. Just heard Big Brother and the Holding Company. Of course, Janis Joplin on the vocal. And Women as Losers. Came out in 1966 on Mainstream. For that, Stephen the Board from Australia did Now That I'm Older. Track originally released on the Spin label there in 1966. I got off the compilation Ugly Things, the CD. Came out in 1992 on Raven. For that, the American Breed did Bend Me, Shave Me, big hit for them in 1967 on the ACTA label. Before that, Crispian St. Peter's and the Pied Piper. I won a trivia contest on that based on that, so I knew who did it. Anyway, 1966, Jamie Records, and we kicked it off with Paul Revere and the Raiders and Happening 68, a single released in 1968, appropriately enough, on Columbia. Anyway, we signed up for shows. And if the creek don't rise and the application gets rubber stamped, there will be a novelty show. All novelty songs. 2 hours of novelty songs. Can you stand it? It's pay attention to the Desperate Hours on WMFO website, or check the www.wmfo website and check for the schedule. Anyway, let me just play this. There we go. Anyway, so check that out. So it'll be all novelty songs. I'm going to try doing my best. My associate producer, one of them, Joe Lacey, I've been kicking around a lot of tunes. And I am going to play some of the usual suspects, but I want to dig deep. So you go, whoa, I didn't know I hated that song, you know? Something like that. Anyway, that's Desperate Hours. I want to get back into it. Yes, these are the Desperate Hours on WMFO Method.
Turn and walk right out of folks. I'm Joe Lacey. I'm an illustrator, and I draw fun and wacky characters for toys and books. But no matter how hard I try, I can't come up with a character more fun or more wacky than Alex on the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
So I'm down and so I'm out, but so are many others. So I feel like trying to hide my head beneath these covers. Life is like the season, after winter comes the spring. So I'll keep this smile a while and see what tomorrow brings. I've been told and I believe that life is meant for living. And even when my chips are low, there's still some left for giving. I've been many places, maybe not as far as you. So I think I'll stay a while and see if some dreams come true. There isn't much that I have learned through all my foolish years, except that life keeps running in cycles. First there's laughter, then those tears. So I'll keep my head up high, although I'm kind of tired. My gal just up and left last week, Friday, I got fired. You know, it's almost funny, but things can't get worse than now. So I'll keep on trying to sing, but please, just don't ask me now.
Never been kissed, I got to thinking it over how much I had missed. So I got me a girl and I kissed her, and then, oh lordy, well, I kissed her again, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine. So happy for the rest of her life. I begged her and I pleaded like a natural man, and in the whoops, oh lordy, well, she gave me her hand, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than wine.
Well, we worked very hard, both me and my wife, for working hand in hand to have a good life. We had corn in the field and wheat in the, so Lord, I was the father of twins, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than wine.
Well, our children ain't number just about four, and they all had a sweetheart knocking at the door. They all got married and they wouldn't hesitate. I was, whoops, oh Lord, the grandfather of eight, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than wine.
kisses, sweeter.
Methods and sound.
If you wonder why I always look so bad, and even when I smile, I still look sad. Well, it's just because I've lost the only love I've ever had. Now I live in a tumble-down shack on a shabby little street on a hill in Lonelyville. If you think I live in pity, well, it's true. But there's nothing else that's left for me to do. She packed my clothes, showed me the door, and then she said, we're through. Now I live in a tumble-down shack on a shabby little street on a hill in Lonelyville. Well, Lonelyville is not a happy place, but now I'm forced to live here in disgrace. I heard her slam the door behind me tight, and I realized I didn't treat her right. So I'll have to face the sadness and the sorrow every night in my tumble-down shack on a shabby little street on a hill in Lonelyville. In my tumble-down shack on a shabby little street on a hill in Lonelyville.
I don't see any method at all, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, 6:35 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay. I'm telling you, I just played. Just heard the Starfires and No Room for Your Love, a track originally released on the Burr label in 1967. I got it for compilation Back from the Grave, Volume 9, the CD version. Came out in 2014 on Crypt. For that, Dave Dudley from 1968 on Mercury. Actually, it was a reissue of an album released in 1966. Lonelyville, which the title track was released on Mercury in 1966. It was a reissue in 1968 with different few added tracks called Old Lonesome Me. And if you're watching and enjoying the country music special miniseries on PBS, you know how it affected many people, how the music affected many people. When you think about it, well, Dave Dudley himself was from Wisconsin. He wasn't, you know, from Tennessee or anything. Anyway, Jimmy Rogers before that. I'll tell you a little bit of a little story. Jimmy Rogers with Kiss is Sweeter Than Wine, 1957 on Roulette. Before that, Leonard Nimoy going out to Joe with Cycles from the Touch of Leonard Nimoy. And I meant to play Made in Wine, damn it. What are you going to do? And we kicked off the set with The Triumphs, a band called The Triumphs, and The Walk, originally released on the Genuine label in 1969. I got off the compilation Bury My Body. Came out in 2006 on Fossil. Maybe I'll play Made in Wine later. I was hell-bent to play it. Anyway, I want to get right back into it. Got some going out to Tony and Julie in East Cambridge. These are the Desperate Hours.
Thank you. Hey, how you doing? This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
You meet the nicest people on a Honda bike. That's how I met my baby, and I really like the way she takes the corners on her rocky trail machine. This poor super daddy never looks so mean. Go little Honda, you meet the nicest people on a Honda. I met my little baby on a Honda bike. She's my little buddy rider, and she's out of sight. Riding around the country on a rocky forest road.
Hey kids, this is Mal Thursday of the Mal Thursday Quintet and the Mal Thursday Show, formerly of Mal Thursday and the Cheetahs and the Malarians, if you were around in the 80s. You are listening to Alex Piandez on the Desperate Hours on WMFO. And I gotta say, Alex is one of my favorite MFOs.
She really shaved me now. She really shaved me now. She really shaved me now. No end in life, and this is how. Well, she came to me and said one bright and sunny day that I'd have to pay for treating her that no good way. She really shaved me now. She really shaved me now. She really shaved me. Shaved me now with lies and hurt stories. Oh, she called her friends and people that I once knew that I had a wife, three children, and I left them too. She really shaved me now. She really shaved me now. She really
6:46 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay. Let me tell you what I played in this short set. Just heard a band called Wet Paint do Shame. Boy, she did a bunch of stuff to him. Oof. Anyway, must be glad that's over. Track originally released on the Royal Hollywood label in 1967. After compilation, Bebel's Volume 7, the CD version, came out in 1994 on AIP. For that, the Hondells, and You Meet the Nicest People on a Honda. Came out in 1965 on Mercury. When we kicked off the set, this so-so short set, Joe Dodo and the Groovers. Going out to Tony and Julian East Cambridge and Groovy. Track originally released on RCA Victor in 1958. After compilation, Las Vegas Grind Part 1, the CD version. Anyway, let's swing right back into it. This set's going to take us past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. I hope you're digging it. Otherwise, you know what to do. These are the Desperate Hours.
This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
People gonna talk about the things you do. They gonna talk, be a lie or true. Night or day, day or night, they gonna talk. Wrong, all right. People gonna talk about you anyway. They gonna talk, no matter what you say. Night or day, day or night, they gonna talk, be it wrong, all right. It seems they've just got to yaggedy. Talk until they're satisfied. They're gonna talk until
Drop your arms to the sides of your body. Place your fingers in home key position. In typing, drop your arms to the sides of your body. Place your fingers in home key position.
I didn't read my own notes.
The space bar is struck with the right thumb only. The left thumb is held loosely under the left palm. Place your fingers on the home keys and hold the left thumb under the left palm. Hold the right thumb about 1/2 inch above the center of the space bar. Keeping the other fingers on the home keys, strike the space bar with the right thumb each time I say space. Ready? space, 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 space.
Sense of humor.
Try again. I get funnier.
Look, I don't know what the hell your point is, but I don't...
The point is of no return, and you've reached it.